Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist. I'm here to get you where you want to go. So here's a question. When they talk about inner peace, what is it? So I did a quick search on Google, and what came back was a state of being mentally and spiritually at peace, with enough knowledge and understanding to keep yourself strong in the face of discord and stress. Being at peace is considered by many to be healthy and the opposite of being stressed or anxious. So when we see people that live in this perpetual state of inner peace, most of what I think about are monks and yogis. And the beauty of what they do, for good or for bad, is they are not in that daily grind that most of us are. They're not raising children. They're not working on getting good grades in a course that they're taking. They're not worried about, you know, the daily challenges of a job. They're just not doing that. And what we all have to deal with in sort of the real world, I'll call it, is just getting up, preparing for the day, going to work, coming home. If you've got kids, you're taking care of kids. If you've got pets, you're taking care of pets. You know, you're eating dinner, you're probably watching TV, going to sleep, and then you're doing it all over again. And this idea of finding inner peace, given what we all have to deal with as working professionals, can be very, very challenging. But the point with this week is there are a lot of things that you can do to help you get there. And so one of the things we want to look at is the idea of what you do for a few minutes a day. Right? So you look and you say, okay, reality of it is you're not going to be, you know, meditating in an ashram for hours on end, right? We can't do that because, you know, for most of us, we have jobs and responsibilities and things that we have to do. But there are some things you can do. And part of that means is taking some time to get yourself grounded. And we're going to talk about that. You know, taking some time to quiet your mind, to become the observer of your thoughts as opposed to just being in there and getting caught up in them. And it's possible to find inner peace in some of the daily activities. You know, driving doesn't have to be stressful. We make it that way often, but it doesn't have to be that way. When you eat your meals, do you take the time to truly appreciate what you're eating and to savor the food? And that's something I know I can spend some time working on. I eat way too fast, and I don't appreciate what I'm eating while I'm eating it. So that's another place where you can practice mindfulness. Later this week, we're also going to discuss the idea of getting out in nature and really finding your happy place. So there's a lot of opportunities in life to find moments of inner peace. And if you are in the workplace, if you have a crazy life and you're busy like the rest of us, it's so important to find those moments and to savor those moments and to take advantage of them. Because in the end, that's what maintains balance in life. Can't work and stay on that crazy treadmill 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's just not healthy. It's not a great thing to do. So it's important to take the opportunities you have, and we all have them, to just look for that inner peace in life. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. And if you haven't subscribed yet yourself, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you could leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on finding inner peace. But for today, just want you to take a look at your life and look for those opportunities you have upon waking, upon going to sleep, you know, some of the things that you're doing, and look for places that you can insert that moment of inner peace. And if you can do that periodically over the course of the day, you'll find that you're far more relaxed and more relaxed and just really have a better balance overall.